I would like to say a few words about this amazing institution. Machon Meir is an amazing, amazing institution. Firstly, for the fact that Machon Meir teaches Torah with so much love, and Machon Meir has such open arms, welcoming people from everywhere, and just offering to give, and in more ways than one. Giving is not only as far as teaching the classes, it's also helping people out materially, helping people who need help financially. So that's the main thing Machon Meir does, and does very, very well. But there are many, many points that are exceptional about Machon Meir, and some of the points that people might overlook. Firstly, the open-mindedness of Machon Meir. We have students here who say, "I believe in Satmar." So we say, "Fine, good luck. We believe in the theology that Satmar." I believe they're against the state, and they believe that the state is an act of the Satan. Now that's the antithesis of what Machon Meir believes in, and there are students who came here and clearly proclaim that they disagree with that aspect of what's taught in Machon Meir. Machon Meir didn't kick them out. Machon Meir helped them out, and Machon Meir consistently tried to help them and is still trying to help them. They themselves came to the realization that it doesn't make sense to stay in a place where I believe 180 degrees from this place in certain things. So as liberal-minded as Machon Meir is, the people realize there's no reason to stay in a place where a certain part of what they preach goes completely against my grain. And we respect it. And the Machon has helped the students and even helped them in finding a place in Satmar Yeshivas to make it work. And I think that's very exceptional. And there's another point which I think is exceptional about Machon Meir that people might not realize. When a person comes to yeshiva and wants to learn about how to be Jewish, so there's a very tricky balance. There's a very tricky balance that one has to maintain in order to help that person grow in a healthy fashion. On the one hand, a person comes and says, "Teach me." On the other hand, you're not talking to a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old, you're talking to a mature adult. A mature adult who is supposed to think and understand. And there's a fine line between educating and brainwashing. When you educate, you aspire to transmit information and have the student have the ability to understand, synthesize, accept, question, and then continue with their own life successfully, using the information they've learned. When you brainwash, so then the understanding is less important, the performance is more important. Here's what I want you to do, here's what you should do. And it is very tempting when a student walks into Machon Meir and doesn't know what he's supposed to do, doesn't know the first thing about Judaism, to just tell him, "Do this, do that, do the other thing." It can't work. I mean, it can work with certain people, but that's not what the Torah wants us to do. The Torah wants us to understand. There are certain things we can understand, and there are certain things which we cannot understand. But what we can understand, we should understand. And Machon Meir works step after step so that the students will understand and then continue, leave the Machon and build successful lives using the information that they've learned here, using the Torah that they've learned here to fashion their lives. Now, that's a very difficult feat, this type of education. Because in essence, people are coming here and they're lacking what a 3-year-old already knows. A 3-year-old that goes up in a Jewish home knows how to wash his hands after he goes to the bathroom, halachically. He knows how to wash his hands before he eats bread. My 2-year-old daughter knows the blessing of Asher Yotzar. She knows that the blessings she makes on bread and on many foods. And a guy walking into Machon Meir doesn't know all of that. So how do you teach a 2-year-old? You tell him, you do this, you do that, this is what we do now. You just show him. You don't explain. And in truth, that's a better way of building that a person first gets accustomed to what he's supposed to do and only later learns why. But when a person enters Mechon Meir and he's entering as an adult, so you can't do that. You have to explain and build slowly and build very differently than you ordinarily build. And Mechon Meir does that with skill. And that's these are a few points that people might not have noticed, but I think they're exceptional points about Mechon Meir. I don't think it requires mentioning the love of Eretz Yisrael and Am Yisrael and helping people appreciate Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael and helping people connect with what's happening today. I think that's something which everyone knows and doesn't need mentioning.